This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi guys.
Oh my god, hey.
When you and Dwayne moved in together, was there something in particular you noticed that in yourself that's real annoying?
About her or about Dwayne?
Say, for example, you're living with someone now and you feel like, oh shite, that habit I have is probably really annoying them. And you don't really know in yourself until you're in that situation.
Yeah, there's a few things. So apparently I never close the bread properly.
Oh, right.
Like I always leave it open to the air.
And that would annoy me.
It's the most simple thing. And I've been doing it for years and I always say, I promise I will get better with that. And he's like, no, you won't. You haven't done it yet. And then
it's so simple. It's not something to get better at.
I'm really going to work on that. But I think I do it. But sometimes I forget, okay? And then the other thing is I'm really bad at like keeping the fridge organized. Whereas that'd be his job now on a Sunday, empty out everything that needs to go in the bin at the fridge because he does the bins.
On a Sunday?
Because the bins go out on a Sunday.
Same as ours.
So he like clears out the bin or he clears out the fridge and he's like, this is a disgrace.
What
like
would he get rid of?
A few sad looking veggies or whatever.
A bit of lettuce in the bag that we didn't quite get to. Fair. Or like an old bit of pate that was meant to be for Danish, our dog, but it's like turned brown now kind of thing. But it's hard to keep the fridge looking so neat like the way he does it. Like,
okay.
You know what I mean?
So keep like dairy together, veg together.
Yeah,
all that kind of
the cheese shelf.
What kind of fridge freezer do you have?
Oh my God, this is riveting, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's actually a hand-me-down from like Dwayne's dad. It's just like standard yolk, big tall one, but not like, you
freezer
know,
at the bottom.
Freezer at the bottom. Ooh. Four drawer.
Four drawer.
Yeah, no recession
Christ.
Incumbent.
Ten siblings.
I sense that you've done something annoying. So
I just know. I've said this before. I have no issue with housework. Like I'd happily get on my hands and knees and scrub the floor. It doesn't bother me in the slightest.
Good one.
But the one thing I can't get my head around doing is putting away my clothes. I just hate it. I'll wash them, I'll dry them, I'll fold them, but putting them away now.
I can't do bins.
Right.
You can't do bins.
I refuse to do the black bin.
That's unacceptable.
It's disgusting.
Oh no, that's not okay. So if you and Pippa move in together, she's going to do the bins.
Yeah. I'll do everything else.
I'll riot.
I'll load and I'll unload the dishwasher. I'll clean the oven. I'm not doing the black bin. I don't even like opening the bin to put something in it.
Dave, that's not acceptable.
Why not? If I do everything else, I think that's perfectly acceptable.
I don't know. That's a boy job.
It is.
Boy job.
I said the other day, I'm going to just, you know, go through. We have a spare room now, right? So I said, I'm going to just go in there and I'm going to have a look at my summer stuff. Yeah, no bother. Grand. That was like nearly a week ago now. And there's still a mountain of clothes on the bed. And I was like, I kind of forgot about it because I wasn't in there. And he just kind of says to me last night, I might actually do a bit of packing for Italy, maybe like at the weekend.
For Italy?
Yeah.
It's in 2 weeks.
It's Friday week.
That's 2 weeks.
Basically,
it's 2 weeks.
That's an organised man. We can sense that. I love it.
He's away working a bit. So what he said to me was, I might do a bit at the weekend, right? As in this weekend. And I knew that was the hint. And I was like, oh yeah. And he was like, so like, I just might need a bit of space in there. And I was like,
That's not a hint. That's just
like,
him telling
clean
you.
Clean your shit
clean
up.
Clean the shit
up.
It was funny because you said on the show this morning, I'm going to Italy next week. And when you say that, I just automatically assume Monday.
Yeah.
And I was like, surely she's not going to Italy that early. I thought like we had a good run of like a whole month of Fiona starting. And then obviously, yes, you're going on Friday next week, which to me is not next week. That's still 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Even though it is next week.
It's a panic in Callum's eyes. You're not allowed to leave.
Yeah, it is next week.
Yeah, it is next week. But it
the end of next
it's
week.
The end of,
the end of next
that's
week.
That's why it should be prefaced.
The clothes, though, they're not dirty. It's not like a nasty old towel or like food left out or whatever. And I feel like you just, it's hard to commit. Do they go in the cupboard? Do I keep them? They're not quite clean, not quite dirty. I feel like they're allowed to be out if they're mine. If they're someone else's, they have to put them away. Fair?
This is the problem. I agree. I fully agree.
Oh, another boy job I won't do. I'm not getting rid of spiders.
Ah, what are you for?
Yeah, honestly.
What's the point to you?
Nothing.
Spins Fully Charged. Waking you up
with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m. Spin.
1038.
Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
On it, on it, on it.
Let's go.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are we? Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest day of the week.
Well, today it will be. It's going to be so hot today.
Oh, is it?
Oh, my God.
I didn't mind the rain yesterday, to be honest with you. Yeah, I thought it was quite nice.
To be honest.
Yeah, you guys are sun worshippers.
Yeah,
you are always straight out on the loungers.
How could you not be? It's just so, it's glorious. Like.
This building is very strange.
Have you noticed that yet, Fiona?
This office building.
Go on.
This
office building is strange. Random things just kind of pop up out of nowhere.
Like me.
We're on our way to the canteen just to make an El Cuppa this morning. And Dave and I spot essentially what you'd see in Boots or whatever. It's one of those photo printers. But you'd normally find them exclusively in a chemist.
Yeah, and you'd have to you could have to pay for them and stuff. So I'm really confused as to what's going on.
We were running out of time. Well, that's the thing. We're unsure. We were running out of time to get down here. But I plugged in my phone and just like any other kind of printing service in a chemist or whatever, all the photos started loading. Yeah. And I was like, jeez, I don't want them in the work system.
No. Certainly not. Not on your camera roll, girl.
The things I saw, Fiona.
At this time in the AM.
Do you know what he saw and what had loaded by the time we had to move?
Go on. Not your ankle again.
No, just a couple of random screenshots of vegetables.
Nice.
Filth.
Yeah, shocking.
Filth. You saucy minx.
I this morning screenshotted vegetables that are in season in May.
Oh my God, that's so wholesome. That's actually almost too wholesome. I hope there was something dirty thrown in there. Because otherwise you are a 50-year-old woman.
So yeah, there's this photo booth in work. It's the most bizarre thing to ever put in an office, I think. I don't know what's going on. I kind of like it though.
It's cool. If it's free, it's amazing.
It's going to be hopping at Christmas when everyone's trying to print off their Christmas presents.
I want maybe a pinball machine later, or maybe like a Pac-Man machine. I don't know what they're trying to do. The photo booth, really random.
Yes, really random.
When we have more time, I'm going to put this to the test, though.
So if you want to print your photos today, Marconi House.
Just come on in.
Just come on in.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station.
On Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Absolutely my favourite song of hers.
It's so good.
It's unbelievable.
It's a real grower. I wasn't sure at first. When I saw her performing it on SNL, I was like, oh, it doesn't have the same hook, but it's so
even the
good.
End where she's like, yes, I do. I'm like, that is class.
It's so bold. She calls it like a lesbian anthem as well.
Does she?
I love it. Yeah,
you could learn some things from it, Dave.
Okay.
If you really
listen to those lyrics.
Really listen to what she's trying to say there.
I will. I'll go study them.
She gets the job done.
That'd be great. Anyway. If you could. Thank you.
Fiona.
Sorry.
Okay, listen, come here. Yesterday I hit the road after the show and I was trying to come up with some kind of a solution to my granny living so far away because I haven't seen her in a few weeks.
I genuinely thought she was going to end at granny living.
Oh my God.
This is the situation. My granny's still living.
So I asked my dad if he was around to meet me in Kilkenny with my granny, right? And it was absolutely lovely. It was such a treat to swing off. You know, when you swing off ages earlier than you normally do on any kind of a journey, you're like, if I lived in Kilkenny, this would just be the drive to Dublin. Even in Kilkenny, it's only down the road.
It's not a big deal. It's about an hour?
It's about an hour and a half. But by the time
an hour and a half.
But it doesn't feel it because the time you get out of town onto the Red Cow, that's half an hour done and then you're just an hour down the road. Do you know that kind of way? It's all the fussy getting out of the city that's you don't even notice or whatever.
And Kilkenny is the Vegas of Ireland. It's just always buzzing no matter what.
In many ways, but I'm specifically intrigued as to why you think it is.
Just any time you go down there's always eight stags putting it through the city, not town.
Yeah.
And it just seems always lit. I don't think they ever have quiet time. They're perfect for granted.
Is it the bank? The left bank.
Yeah.
I love Kilkenny. It's great.
Right.
But we met at a hotel, right? And I arrived before my dad and my granny arrived. So I was conscious there was a carvery on. So I was trying to get a table and somewhere that was good for everyone to sit or whatever. And there was only one left. So I kind of stayed put where I was. And literally, when I say I was sitting at a four-person table and they were all like little booths. And as I turn to my right, there's a space on the seat. And then my granny's niece is standing right there.
Stop.
Oh.
And I say, Ursula. And she looks at me and she doesn't really know me for a second. She says, Emma.
Maybe it's a surprise.
And I said, are you with my granny? And she says, no. Like, she lives in Waterford. She's absolutely no reason. Like, it's very strange to bump into her in this context. Anyway, turns out she had her kids' communion the day before and she was down settling the bill.
Ursula.
She was just there. So then it turned into a whole family affair.
My God.
So Ursula was hiding as my dad and my granny walked in, and then it was just excellent extra joy.
So it was a surprise party almost.
It kind of was, but it wasn't the plan. Joke. And it happens sometimes in life when you're like, that's a bit weird.
Sorry, you know? The older generation's insistence on doing a surprise of something that's so anticlimactic. You're like, hang on now.
Surprise.
I love this.
It's just Ursula.
Like, I'm here in Kilkenny. It's like, oh, do you have anything for us? No, it's just myself.
Officially as well, because my granny's such an organised lady. Birthday season has kicked off for me because I got my first birthday card yesterday.
Oh, nice.
From granny. Yeah, happy bleeding days.
Are you later this month? Are you like the 20th?
I'm not till the 27th, but my granny is an organised lady. She probably has that card ready to go since February.
Tell her I just turned 30 as well, so still waiting for my card. Any moment now.
Fiona, you may not know this about me just yet, but I love sleep so much.
Like
and
myself,
on the way
girl.
Back to Dublin, the eyes were hanging.
Oh, yeah.
So I did my little pullover.
Oh, she'd love a pullover.
I pulled into the parking lane because I said, it is unsafe for me to continue driving with this level of tiredness.
Tiredness kills.
It literally does, man.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I pulled in. I slept so deep on the side of the M9 that I had dreams. I had literal
dreams. You dreamt
dreams.
On the side
did
of the motorway.
Did you get in the back of the car?
No.
Did you put the seat down or what?
I was so tired I slept upright with my head hanging. Like a granddad in a chair with the dinner on his lap.
Oh, that's the best kind
of
sleep.
The eyes were hanging and the heat in the car. It was glorious. I would say I turned the car off all of 2.5 minutes. I had the wildest dreams. And then
truck driver's been driving through the night for 24 hours, but Emma's just done a little breakfast show, so she needs to have a little lie down.
Did a little breakfast show and did a little spin to Kilkenny and had a little carvery and with the full belly and the heat in the car. I was rough. I had to have a little nap, but it delayed me so much. I didn't get home till like 6:30. Jack was like, where were you? And I was like, I was asleep.
Asleep on the side of the road.
Where were you asleep?
Why would you even need to ask? How long did you sleep for?
About 45 minutes to an hour.
Oh, that's mad.
Wow. My alarm said for 20 minutes. I just snoozed to that girl.
With the trucks rattling you.
Rattling by.
Stop.
Yeah, it was a different world when I woke up. Then I hit the M50 traffic, of course.
Oh, no.
But that was a joy. I'm
great
telling you.
For
the side of the road on a motorway where they have one of those parking places. Pull in. There's something about it. Something about the atmosphere. You just
so
pass
soothing.
Out.
Next time I can't sleep.
Drive yourself halfway down.
Right to Kilkenny.
Of course.
Get yourself down that M9. New Tate McRae now on spin. This is called Revolving Door. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Huge news in the kind of irrelevant, harmless pop culture world, which is the area of the internet where I really thrive. You might have seen this over the weekend. Leah Michele, Glee star Leah Michele, she can, in fact, read.
Ooh, okay, great.
Huge news.
It is huge. A bit of context for anyone who might... not know about this. So Leah Michele played Rachel Berry in Glee, a very annoying main character, always got all the solos in the Glee Club. And
to be fair, she's like that in real life too.
That's so the story goes.
Yeah.
She's meant to be a bit of a melt.
Nightmare.
Very, very difficult to deal with. Huge diva. Yeah. And during the pandemic, there was like huge bullying accusations coming out. She was kind of cancelled. I gave her the unfollow on Instagram.
Did you?
I have since followed her back. We're all getting older.
Everyone was saying she was like such a bully on the Glee.
Horrendous.
Set. But you see, the thing is that she was without a doubt the most talented person.
Oh and my God, she was incredible.
Like incredible. But
I didn't watch Glee religiously, but I did watch the few episodes and her voice was so powerful.
That is her voice. And she does Broadway and all that kind of stuff. Mm. But she's unbelievable, but she's like, she knows it.
Meant to be a bit of a wagon.
Mm. Wagon. So fab, so annoying. And then there was drama when she did her Broadway run of Funny Woman, which was like, that was like the role she always wanted to play on Glee. But the main story about her is that she apparently can't read. So this rumour started when Naya Rivera, who the late actor who played Santana on Glee, said in her autobiography that Leah Michele would never improvise on the set of Glee. She'd always just do her lines. And there was a lot of improvisation, like Will Schuster and Sue Sylvester. Yeah. They improvised all their like standoffs when they were kind of like giving each other abuse and stuff.
They were like some of the best scenes.
So good. But Leah would never improvise a single word. So two podcasters later said, oh, maybe it's because she couldn't read. And like Ryan Murphy, the creator of Glee, just had to like really like teach her her lines, and she could never deviate away because she can't read. So it's just like,
it's a silly rumor that really is based on nothing, but like it's,
exactly,
it's just silly.
And that's, I think that's why people like took to it so much, because like it's not about her weight or like who she's dating. It's just so harmless and stupid. So like people really took to it in earnest. And like if you ever check her Instagram comments, people like communicate to her through emojis. Like it'll be like, I love your makeup, and it will be like eye emoji, heart emoji, like point at girl emoji, and like lipstick.
Yeah.
So anyway, she was on a podcast over the weekend with this guy Jake Shane. He's a TikToker. He does videos like the letter D when he finds out that A, B and C is like how the alphabet's described.
I love him.
Or like George Washington showing up for his like dollar bill photo shoot. They're so good.
He's quite similar to Lea Michele, I think. He's quite diva-ish.
Yes, he seems like a little sassy king.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she wanted to put the rumors to bed on this podcast.
She took her time, didn't she?
She was learning to read. Yeah. So I did. It took a few years. So there was a clip of her kind of addressing how she first heard of the rumors. That sounds a bit like this.
What was trending online more was Lea Michele can't read. And Ryan Murphy called me and he was like, have you heard this rumor? And I was like, no, what's going on?
Note, she says Ryan Murphy, the creator of Glee, called her, not texted, because that is not something that she has in her arsenal. So then she was like, no, I'm putting this to bed. She had some flashcards and she was like, I'm going to read them. So that sounded a bit like this.
The fact that we are here all these years later. Give me the... I'm reading them.
I'm sick.
I didn't memorize it. Jonathan is not here to read me this. Okay, ready? I placed first in my debate competition and qualified for nationals. What does this word say?
I like the way she's leaning
like she's
into it.
Yeah.
She put up I think she put up a TikTok during the pandemic, and then the next TikTok she put up, it was like, oh, reading or calling Jonathan to read my comments on my first TikTok or something. Like, she leans into it, which is very
funny.
Could
be emojis on the cards, though. We don't know. Anyway, that's what you missed on Glee.
You're sticking to your guns on it.
I love it. Just because, yeah, I have to believe in something in this crazy world.
we have a big Glee stand on our hands then, do we?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, that was your life.
I loved it.
So
really?
Yeah.
Here's Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. This is Die With A Smile on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hey, it's one of our favourite parts of the week. This is Top 10 Tuesday, and this morning Callum's going to give us a topic. We have to work together, myself, Dave and Fiona, to fill in what we think the top 10 of that topic might be, essentially.
I get so giddy when this comes around.
I know, it's really good fun. We've done this before. We've done like the 10 most followed accounts on Instagram. We have done characters who've had the most airtime on The Simpsons, and we've done loads more over the last few weeks as well. How this is going to work is we have three lives between us to try and complete the list of 10. And if we can't do that, we're going to need you, and you could win some IMC Cinema passes for filling out the list as well. Our number is 087-711-1038. We'll give you an IMC Cinema pass for each answer you get correct. So with no further ado, Callum, this morning's topic, please.
Yes, this is more of a memory one rather than kind of a guessing one. So I think you actually might do quite well on this one, because you know last week we did the most people who listen to each artist on Spotify.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a more, you just pluck random people out of the air. But this is something within the last 10 years. So I am looking for the last 10 performers of the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh. Okay.
So number one would be last year's.
Yes.
And number two would be 2 years. Number three would be 3 years and so on. So let's get ready to play Top 10 Tuesday of the last 10 performers of the Super Bowl halftime show. You can just say they don't have to be in
consecutive
order. Yeah.
All right, I think we could. I know I've said this before and I know it always jinxes it, but I think we have this.
I think we could do okay here. So I'm going to kick off with Rihanna.
Rihanna comes in at number three. That was 3 years ago, 2023. Well done. Big fat ding for you.
Okay, thank you.
I thought you were going to kick off with your bae, Kendrick Lamar.
Are we going as far? Close
Fiona, you're going for Kendrick.
Yes. That was number one, right?
Kendrick is number one.
Yeah.
Emma dinged before I even confirmed it.
He was this year, 2025. She's a fan of the Short King.
So that's two guesses, two correct, no lives lost. We're doing well.
I'm trying to think who was before Kendrick. But I know, like, I'm just going to put out The Weeknd anyway.
The Weeknd, correct. That was 5 years ago, 2021.
That's number five, is it?
Yes.
Okay, can I throw out the whole gang of them? I'm not sure. I think that's just 1 year, though. So, like, Eminem,
Mary J. Blige,
50 Cent, etc., etc.
Snoop,
Is that all just one?
That's all one. That's 1 point. That was 4 years ago, 2022. Wow. So we're doing well. 4 for 4.
Bruno Mars.
Dave, you lose the first life.
Oh, what? Bruno did do it.
He did it 12 years ago.
No.
In 2014.
He's been around the block.
Hasn't he? He really has.
I'm trying to think who was before Kendrick.
I have something to throw out, and I'm nervous, but I'm quietly confident. Okay. The Red Hot Chili Peppers?
No.
Can't we confer? Can we not confer?
Yeah, you can work as
We're just a team.
Okay, so let me just go through what we have so far. We are looking for the last 10 performers of the Super Bowl halftime show. We've got number one this year, Kendrick. Number three, 2 years ago, Rihanna. Number four, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg and the gang. Number five, The Weeknd. That's all we've got. We've four guests, correct? That's six missing. We've lost two lives, so you've only one life left.
Wait, I know who was last year.
Oh yeah, who was it? Go on.
Usher. If you're nasty,
Fiona.
No, don't kill me.
Fiona is saying Usher. And he completes the top five. He comes in at number two.
Oh,
so we're looking for number 6 to 10. You've only one life left.
So I'm thinking Beyonce, I'm thinking Justin Timberlake, and I'm thinking...
Justin Timberlake had that huge moment years ago where he got himself in, obviously, a lot of trouble.
With Janet Jackson. That was longer than 10 years ago. I don't even... Because that formed my formative years.
come on, who's been...
I think he did it again.
Now, who was spinning out down from the stadium? Was that Gaga?
Gaga.
Or was it Pink?
Pink, I don't.
It is very pink coded.
I do feel that Gaga may have done it, and I think I remember the footage of her jumping off the stadium. But also, I watched that documentary. Was that not Pink who did Super Bowl?
What about Beyonce, lad?
I know, but did she do it in the last 10 years? I think she might have.
I remember watching the Pink documentary and seeing her swinging down from the stadium.
Gonna have to hurry.
I don't think it's Pink. I really don't. I think it's Lady. I go with Lady Gaga before I go with Pink.
What about Beyonce?
Right, let's go with Beyonce.
Yeah.
Beyonce.
Final answer.
Is. Number 13.
No!
You've lost the life.
Sugar.
That's three out. So
6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Here we go. This is what we're looking for. We are looking, it's 087-711-1038. We're looking for the last 10 performers of the Super Bowl halftime show. We've got the first five. Kendrick, Usher, Rihanna, Dr. Dre and the gang, and The Weeknd. We're looking for 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's 5 IMC cinema passes up for grabs this morning. Can you complete that list? 0877111038.
I presume you won't tell me at this point if I was right with my Pink or Gaga solutions.
I'll tell you when we get all the answers in a couple of minutes.
Okay, get in touch.
For us.
We're useless. It's The Weeknd and Dancing in the Flame. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin.
Hey, what's happening?
Morning.
Good morning. We're deep in a top 10 Tuesday. One that's got us baffled. And I wasn't sure how it was going to work today because it was normally on top 10 Tuesday, we go for something where you have to fill in like the most followed Instagram accounts or the most the people with the most streams on Spotify. But this morning we were looking for the last 10 performers of the Super Bowl halftime show. So it was more kind of a memory game.
Yes.
And in the studio, the guys worked very well. They got the top 5 out of the 10.
Honestly, we're not happy with that.
But you did well together.
You did a great job. No, we didn't.
One brain cell
together. Together, we got 50% in the exam.
So bad.
In the last 10 performers of the Super Bowl halftime show, you got the last 5, which were Kendrick Lamar, Usher, Rihanna, Dr. Dre and the gang with all of his friends, and The Weeknd. So we're looking for the other 5, the from year 6 to 10.
Yes, clearly we're so silly that we can't remember anything beyond the past 5 years. Shauna thinks she knows, though, and is standing by. Hello, how are you?
Hiya.
Hey, listen, we're after making a holy show of ourselves again on Top 10 Tuesday. Can you throw out a few guesses to complete this list?
I think Coldplay.
So we're looking for the last 10 performers of the Super Bowl halftime show. Coldplay is number 10. Well done. 2016. Let's keep going.
Yes.
Any more for Shauna?
Shauna.
I think I think Lady Gaga is one of them who was in the last 10.
All right.
Yeah, Lady Gaga, number nine. That's 2017. So we're looking for 6, 7, and 8. Can you do it, Shauna?
Come on, Shauna.
I'm just thinking back because I was watching videos when Kendrick Lamar, they were all coming up on TikTok. Shakira, was she one of them?
Shakira is in there. She did it with J-Lo in 2020. Well done.
What would that be? 8th place?
That was number 6. So we're looking for number 7 and number 8.
Shakira and J-Lo.
You can cash out for 3 cinema passes. You're not going to lose them.
So Shakira. And I can't think of anyone else. Maybe I think Justin Timberlake. Was he one of them?
Justin Timberlake is one of them.
What?
Number 8, 2018. Can you get one more? This is a bit of a curveball now if you can get it.
Quick question for Justin Timberlake. That wasn't the controversial one.
It wasn't.
No, I knew he did it again. Yeah. Damn it.
Sorry, I fucked up with Beyonce.
Can you complete the full list, Shauna?
I know it was someone who wouldn't be really like, I don't think are as much out now as they were then.
Okay.
I can think of this song. I know that song.
Sing away.
Maroon 5, is it?
Maroon 5! She's got it! She's got the top 10!
Oh my God, Shauna.
Shauna, you legend!
You killed it. Maroon 5, that's unbelievable. I didn't realise they did
it.
That
is insane.
Shauna.
I'm here with my son and we put on the car and he goes, I love top 10 tunes.
Shauna, thank you so much. Have a fantastic day. 5 IMC Cinema Passes, all yours.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Shauna.
Bye.
Thanks,
bye.
Bye-bye. Nice one.
Oh,
unbelievable.
My God. I would follow Shauna into war. Like, that was so impressive. Okay, so at number 1, we had Kendrick Lamar, 2025. Number 2, Usher, 2024. Number 3, Rihanna, 2023. Do I need to say the years? They're implied.
No, I'm getting it now.
Number 4, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg and Company, 2022. Number 5, The Weeknd, 2021. Number 6, Shakira and J-Lo, 2020.
That was good.
Number 7, Maroon 5, 2019. Number 8, JT, 2018, Justin Timberlake. Number 9, Lady Gaga, 2017. And number 10, Coldplay, 2016.
Well done, that was a good one, Callum.
We're so poor at this. And every time I say it, every time I go, we have this, no problem. It completely jinxes it.
Yeah. I have to say, Shakira and J-Lo, very forgettable performance. Couldn't tell you anything about that.
Okay. Same with Maroon 5.
Yeah, couldn't tell you anything about the Justin Timberlake one a few years ago.
No.
The controversial one.
I think, I remember when he came back.
Yeah. Yeah. Up your game, guys. 1038 Dublin. On it, on it, on it. Dave and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Big. Your number one hit music station. On it, on it, on it. Let's go. Hello.
Hey.
Vibes are good, guys. Sun returns.
So thank true. God good morning. That. Guys, I have to apologise again. I know it's only my third week, but I've done this again. I've brought eggs into the studio once more. But these ones are bad. I need to just, like, every time I open my lunchbox, I'm like, they stink. So I've just been, like, taking tiny quick bites and closing it again. Uh-huh. They, like, have all the elements of not, like, good smelling stuff, but they're so delicious. So they're, like, these little egg muffins and they have broccoli. We can never underestimate how bad cold, previously cooked broccoli smells. It smells like
fart. Oh my God.
Until you hear this.
This was the worst day we ever did on the show.
Okay.
All
disgusting,
time.
Horrible thing. Of all the things he's done to us.
Make me feel better, please.
Producer Callum once brought us in liquid broccoli from the night before. Yeah.
He'd cooked broccoli, right, in water, and then forced us, Fiona, tied us down, and made us drink broccoli water.
And peas water as well. It was unconfined. It was because there was a study out saying broccoli and pea water is really good for you to start your day. But my word.
Oh my God.
The stank of it.
Was that a bit of a, like, Waterford Whisper study? Like, I don't
know. No, it was a real legit thing.
Broccoli water and pea water.
So it was like, I just cooked the broccoli over in the night time, put the water that I cooked it in the fridge, and then brought it
in
the morning.
And then he held us down.
I can feel myself getting sick.
That's giving, like, World War II rashes. Why did you retain that liquid?
Do you know what? I'll do it again for you tomorrow so you get the full experience.
Exactly, yeah. She needs experiences. And may I even suggest, producer Callum, a bit of bean water.
Just to say as well, Fiona, I'm not trying to be a Dave here.
Please.
But I question eating of broccoli at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I know, but I had broccoli to use up and for I breakfast. Put them in these egg muffins. And
Fiona
it's
has broccoli
stunning.
For breakfast.
I egg muffins. Girl. Yeah, they're like, you just mix up egg and you put it in the like muffin tray with broccoli.
Can I see one?
Peppers,
oh
my yeah. Gosh. But they stay on paranoid. It's, do you know when you have a stinky lid?
No, no, don't open the lid. Don't open the lid. Don't open the lid. Stop opening the lid. We don't need
show
to.
Show me, show me. Oh, they look lovely.
Broccoli from, oh, the smell. It's so bad.
Your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning. Now, as a guy in his 30s, you have no idea how much time I spend thinking about what to do if there's a zombie apocalypse.
Mm. Of course.
It's my Roman Empire. It really and truly is. After years of thinking about it, I have my answer because I found an article this morning that said apparently Galway is Ireland's best bet in a zombie apocalypse. It's topping the zombie apocalypse survival index with a score of 442.5. Okay, don't know what that means, but...
Love it.
It seems like a high enough number.
Uh-huh.
The study by Legacy Communications used real CSO data and ranked all counties based on things like population density, access to pharmacies, A&Es, supermarkets, farmland, freshwater, high ground and mountains. So if zombies land, West is best.
Absolutely. Been saying it for years.
I'm confused about that though. Galway's just like so prone to flooding. Where's the fresh water? It's just the sea.
I'd imagine, is there not a lake in Galway or something?
Probably.
I don't know.
There's a few bits going on.
Some other like shout outs other than Galway are Cork, Limerick, Waterford, Tipperary. Those like other ones mainly have like a city in them, apart from Tipperary, and the farmland and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They have the country and they have the kind of the city, which seems like the way to go.
It's basically anywhere that you can throw a pint of milk from Supermax onto the zombie to fight it off.
Exactly.
Where you should be.
Anywhere there is a Supermax that's not in Dublin, you're absolutely right.
Okay, yeah, cool.
The infected don't like rest in a bun.
Don't go to Westmoreland Street if there's a zombie apocalypse. That's probably where it started anyway. 100%. The reasons why places wouldn't be, you know, on the safe list would be too populated. So like say for example Dublin and all the commuter towns, cities or counties around them. Not enough farmland or mountains, too close to the inevitable breakout in the capital city, which happening. So I personally think we'd be actually fine in Dublin and that this list is a load of crap because there is a lot of things you could do in town and a lot of tactics you could use and a lot of places you could go.
Yeah.
So here's my zombie apocalypse survival guide for Dublin.
Okay, right? if this happens, where we're going, what we're doing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
First point, break off a piece of the spire, ideally the top piece, and you can use that then as a spike for zombie stabbing.
Wow.
You know
perfect.
What I mean? Number two, hide out in Suffolk Street because if the zombies come looking, they'll get distracted by Molly Malone's boobs.
Of course.
They'll have to, you know what I mean?
They'll be too busy.
They'd have to have a quick rub.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be rude not to.
Oh, yeah. It's good luck. It's good luck in the apocalypse.
Another idea, climb up Christchurch and just watch the madness unfold. I think that'd be a very nice view to have watching.
To the crypt with the lads.
Exactly. Very, very nice. Fourth, go to Trinity College. There's got to be some secret doors around, I'd imagine, in that old building. I'd imagine it's kind of one of those buildings where you move one book and like the whole bookcase comes out.
And Harry Potter's in the other room.
Exactly. You'd be quite safe. Go to Temple Bar because zombies won't go there. It's too expensive. Go to Ungar. Because where the hell is that? Zombies won't be able to find it.
Yeah. Do you think a zombie is getting on the 39A?
Not a
chance. Absolutely
not. Not a chance. And go to Dunleary Pier and go for a walk because these zombies will assume you're middle class and they'll leave you alone.
That's true.
I mean, they won't go near you. So I think we'll be absolutely fine in Dublin. Mm-hmm. I've always thought about the zombie apocalypse as in what would you do? And the best thing I ever saw online was someone who just put a load of treadmills surrounding their house and just put them on. So every time a zombie tried to get up, they'd be on the treadmill.
That's incredible.
And back. Yeah. So I honestly think about this, I'd say a couple of times a week.
Do you? And how long do you think you'd last? Do you think you'd be end game of the zombie apocalypse?
Oh, as soon as I see them coming, I'm like, just take me out now, I'm done.
Me too. Well, no, and it's quite comforting knowing that you'll die immediately.
Yeah,
I'm like, do you know what?
You wouldn't die immediately though. Like, it's not really zombies, they're dead zombies. Like, you're bitten, you're infected. Do you know what I mean?
So but then some Pedro Pascal would shoot me in the head.
Exactly.
And I'd say, thank you.
Ellie,
thank you, Daddy.
Get behind me, Ellie.
Can I ask a very quick question about zombies? If they bite you or whatever, do you die or do you become a zombie?
No, you become infected, yeah.
That'd be grand, I'll just be one of them then.
Yeah, it's easier.
Oh, so much easier.
Stephen has
I'll
just
come and
texted
find Dave.
In. And Stephen said, based on Dave's list, he's getting infected day one. Aww. Did you not hear my tear off a piece of the spire idea, Stephen? It's genius.
All you need to, Temple Bar.
All you need to do is hijack a crane, get
exactly.
up there. I think, you know, knives in a drawer were right there. But yeah. you thought, let's reach for the sky.
Reach for the sky, literally. Reach for the spire.
I would straight off be like, just infect me.
Yeah. I'm done. I want to be a mushroom growing.
I would like to see as long as I could last, which I think would be probably about 2 days.
Well, you run 5K now, I mean. Yeah. You'd outrun them.
Good morning. Question for you this morning. What were the perks of your parents' jobs growing up? Get in touch, 087711 1038. I ask because my dad had the extremely handy job, not handy personality wise, but resource wise, of a taxi driver. So ideal for when I was out painting the town red as a chung one.
Why does he not have the personality for it?
I don't know. Taxi driver personality, like, he tells me, like, the chats he does be having with, okay. with his customers, and I'm like, I would get out of the moving car. But when I was younger and I didn't want to wait around for the Nightlink and I couldn't afford a taxi, I was absolutely delighted with life. He used to pick me up. There'd be like punters in the back of the car, but I'd get to sit in the front, and he'd let me stop off and get chips, and once I put like newspaper under them, and we'd just yap and have like
with the people in the back trying to get
oh,
home.
Yeah.
Sorry, I mean, just have to stop and get chips for my young one.
I mean, I hope he gave them a discount. In my mind, what I'm remembering, they were all delighted,
right.
and we all had a great time. But I'd say they were like, "Well, this taxi ever."
Sorry, just need to go down to Shank Hill there before I drop you up to Swords. Drop me daughter home.
Ideal, all on the meter. But yeah, no, it just worked out well. Now, often I think he found it hard to like find the line between helping out and just being taken for a ride. The first time that he met my boyfriend Dwayne years ago, Dwayne was at my mom's house and he was wanted to get a taxi into town, and I think my dad was around and he was like, I'll bring you in, but I think it pained him to give the lift for free because he didn't really know Dwayne yet. So he was like, they arrived into Stephen's Green and he was like he was like, he cannot deal with like parting ways with money. Like Dwayne was like, his head was shaking and he was like, how much would you usually pay for that? And Dwayne was like, I don't know, like 30 quid. And he was like, give me 20.
Oh my God.
So like sometimes the lift's not for free.
He's got to make a living.
Yeah, especially if you're like getting an old airport rally off him. But no, taxi driver, it was really handy. So yeah, if your dad had a trade, if he knows how to like come over and put up a shelf at your house, like my mom, great woman, but like she worked in IT, not handy for us. We didn't get a computer in the gaff till 2012. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm like, what have you done for me lately besides raise me, clothe me and feed me?
Yeah.
You know, it's like what tangible skill does your parent have that can help you out? Please get in touch, 087711 1038.
And it could be like just extra perks in terms of like certain experiences you got to go on, or maybe even travel.
Maybe they got some free stuff.
Yeah. Did your dad work at Tato and come home with like loads of crisps? Ooh. All the time before?
Was your dad a garden? Did you get all the dodgy DVDs home?
Is that speaking from personal experience?
It's not speaking from personal experience. I'm just saying.
So
that
the guards
maybe
would take
happened.
Dodgy DVDs off you and then give them to their
there.
Own kids.
I'm just
sorry,
throwing
that's
it
iconic.
Out there.
I think
that seems way too specific to not have happened to you.
It
because
didn't
do you know what? Before,
but I always begged them to.
Before my dad was a taxi driver, he used to own a little corner shop on Kevin Street, actually. And he used to always come. I shouldn't say this. He used to always have like brown paper bags of videos, and it would be like Aladdin, but it would be like handwritten on the front. And we'd be like, woo!
A nice one.
Yeah, so yeah. Was he a butcher? Was he a baker? Was he a
candlestick maker?
Aye. And your Maz, and the Maz, and the Maz.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
We love it. Get in touch.
Okay, class. That's fun. I'd say there's some class ones out there as well.
I hope so.
Just the cushiness of being like, well, my Maz does this, so I'm off to Disneyland. See you later.
My Maz fight your
Maz. My Maz Mickey Mouse.
What were the perks of your parents' jobs? Voice note us. Get in touch on WhatsApp, 087-711-1038.
This morning we're asking, what were the perks of your parents' jobs growing up? What was handy? My dad was a taxi driver. It was absolutely class. We're hearing all of yours as well.
Especially in Dublin, trying to get home is such a nightmare. That's unbelievable.
Stop. No free now for me.
Rob, standing by there. What were the perks of your parents' jobs, Rob?
Yeah, so my dad's a taxi driver, like Fiona, so I got the free lift home at night.
Amazing.
As well. My mom used to work in Harry Ramson's, the old one on the Longmoyle Road. Used to get free fish and chips out there as well.
Oh, that is a match made in heaven. Free lifts home, free fish chipper. And chips. Yeah. I actually just couldn't ask for better.
So, Rob, you also, though, you had a bit of an extra perk when it comes to the cool people your dad used to hang out with in his taxi.
Robbie Williams. He collected up in the taxi before.
Stop.
Your dad collected Robbie Williams in the taxi?
Yeah.
Why is
from the airport.
Why is Robbie Williams getting a taxi?
That is incredible.
He should be on the bus.
Oh, okay, interesting.
That's gas.
And did you get to meet him?
No, unfortunately not.
Okay. But you got to tell everyone in school that your dad was in the car with Robbie Williams, so that's pretty cool.
That's an extra bonus for me.
Oh yeah, my absolutely. God. I love it.
Rob, thanks so much for that.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks so much. Absolutely love the show.
Ah, thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
Good luck, Rob. Have a great day.
Have a great day, guys.
See you later. Bye-bye. And again, I know we're focusing a lot on Spins Home here, but my dad is a retired guard, so when he was on duty on night shifts, oh my God, it was the absolute dream. Not just me. Me and the girls would arrive up to the guard station.
No, you wouldn't.
Clip, clop, clip, clip, clop, clip, clop, clip, clop.
Oh, here they are. The ladies of the night.
throw the head in the back door. Hiya, is my dad on?
Stop.
Nah, not tonight, Em, but if you give me half an hour, I'll run you out.
No. That's cool.
They'd be coming off their night shift, so we'd be driving one girl up to this part of the country, one girl up there, and then I remember my friend Claire saying to me one morning that she said to her mum, how did you get in last night? She said, the guards
That's unbelievable.
They were like, let me close the club and I'll be heading home, then I'll drop you all out. I would literally treat that place as a taxi rank. I'd be going, because I'd know all of them, all my dad's colleagues. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Is my dad on? No, are you around?
What are you up to? You're not busy.
And wasn't your dad the sergeant? So they were kind of, he was kind of their boss.
He actually wasn't sergeant. No,
oh,
no,
was he not?
He was
okay,
sergeant.
Right.
No.
That's gas though.
Imagine your parents, or like the parents, seeing the Garda car drive up and being like, oh God, what's happened? But then their daughter just stumbles out like, hey!
It would be also when they finished the shift, but it was just such a handy time for that night shift to end, you know?
Oh,
My mom used to be a nurse and she's a physio now. And honestly, it was great because if you were ever like in any way in pain, she'd sort you out. But the only thing was is that she always knew when you were faking being in pain to try and get off school, because she'd be very clever at that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? And then my dad used to get us like all the kind of newest tech. But like dad owns like a kind of like a tech company, right? But like we were the last people to get a computer on the whole road because he wanted to make sure we got the best one, of course. You know what I mean? When it came out in 2016, no broadband, no computer, no nothing. But like if there was ever like we got like Nintendo DSs and stuff like that.
That's
like, that was
class.
Really, really good.
Even getting an actual good one.
Yeah, it was.
I feel
cool.
Like the rest of them have been.
We had a Nintendo 3DS before we had a computer. Like.
Okay, of course. Yeah.
That's the Nintendo 3DS room.
Kira was on.
My dad used to work in the HB ice cream factory in Rathfarnham up until the day it closed in 2004. So growing up, me and my brothers always had unlimited ice cream and ice pops, which made us very popular with our friends.
I can imagine.
They thought nothing was like it. Like the freezer used to be jam-packed with all the old school brunch, fat frogs, loop-de-loops, like the proper HB. Wow. Then birthdays, Christmas, it would be like the Annetta and Romantica, all the ice cream cake. So yeah, that was very handy growing up as a kid. That was a great perk. Hope you have a good day.
You too, Pat. Thanks. Viennetta, lads, don't sleep on it. Haven't had one in ages.
I only had a Romantica for the first time, like only like last year.
Romantica.
Yeah, I feel like you were either a Romantica house or you weren't. Had it either.
We had a Viennetta though.
Yeah, we
were mad for Viennetta.
Yeah. And we loved the ice cream that you put between the wafers as well.
A classic. Lads, you can't bait it.
You don't. What's the story? Come
on. Oh my God! Bring
those
back.
Times. Yeah, class.
Boom times.
Yeah. The perks of your parents' jobs. Get in touch. Send your voice notes over to us on WhatsApp on 0877111038.
What were the perks of your parents' jobs growing up? Asking because my dad was a taxi driver and we're loving hearing everyone's stories.
Amy was in touch.
My dad worked in Tato, so we had boxes of crisps in the house all the time. And potatoes for dinner a lot of the time too.
You get potatoes. Because that's where crisps come from, Dave. Yeah, I've been meaning to sit down with you and have this conversation.
But sorry, why are you getting the raw materials? Like, what? That's so weird.
Maybe after a certain time they can't use them. Like if they have the little sprouts growing out. That's grand for Amy at home.
Yeah.
That's class. Spuds. I can't believe they used to send you home with spuds.
I love how people are really getting this. Like no one's like, my dad works in KPMG. Everyone's like, no. My dad brought home spuds. Yeah. Thank you, Dublin, for understanding.
When we used to dress up like for Halloween, so if I used to be like a mummy, and Mam would bring home tape from the hospital so we could dress up as the mummy. It was so good.
That is incredible. No toilet paper for you.
No toilet paper.
Shutting down Halloween and drop on Grania. Mark is standing by there. Perks your parents' jobs, Mark.
So my mum worked in the hospital. She ran the hospital shop and dropped it there. Dave would probably know it.
I do know it.
I love it.
Yeah, so I was fairly injury prone playing sports and stuff, so broken legs, broken arms, stitches and all that. So instead of sitting in hospital for 10, 12, 15 hours a day in A&E, she'd see someone, a doctor or a nurse or someone, and say, just pop your x-ray to the top or pop your file to the top. Saved you a good few hours in A&E, all right.
Oh, listen, having someone in A&E, that's a game
changer. That's amazing. My mum works in that hospital as well, Mark, and I remember I was in pain one day and I was like, I need to go to A&E. She was like, there's no point, we won't get you until 8 hours. And I was like, can you not have any pull or anything?
Can you not make a few calls?
I thought she'd be able to make a few calls. No.
She's a company.
No. Because I actually didn't even mind getting to A&E half the time then, because I said, it should only be an hour or two and I'll be out.
All your ma's mates, all the girls, how are you doing?
The country weeps listening to Mark.
That's an actual good one. I was like, mine's so lame and grim. He's like, I can get medical assistance quickly.
Really quickly.
Mark, thank you.
Yeah, it's not watching those two, Lovely.
Hope the injuries have calmed down. Thanks.
Good luck, Mark.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 0877111038. Paul was in touch on this.
My dad used to work in Nestle. And he used to bring home animal bars and Kit Kats and Rolos. So my house was full of all of that. But then whenever we had like the last day of school or Christmas party in school, he used to bring home boxes of Silvermints and boxes of refreshers. And I used to bring them into school and everybody wanted to be my best friend.
I can imagine.
That's so cool.
Listen, so Nestle, great, but shame it's not Cadbury's, just saying.
I love Silvermints though. And if he still has any animal bars hanging around, they're like a relic now. They've gone out.
One person in the class who worked in, his dad worked in Cadbury and then he worked in Nestle and it was just a constant battle.
Louise is standing by there as well. What were the perks of your parents' jobs, Louise?
My dad worked for Coca-Cola. All the time. I think he got a tray of Coke and a tray of River Rock and a tray of Five Live orange juice every month with his paycheck. We were the house to come to for the party.
And you were the most hydrated woman in Dublin.
I feel like you're literally coming along around the place telling this. You sound like lit up about it. I would have been too, to be fair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we were. Yeah.
I used to rent.
We had all the drinks at Christmas time because you got extra at Christmas time.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I bet you turned your nose up to the River Rock now. The orange juice probably number two and the Coca-Cola number one, I used to rent with a guy in Athlone and he works for Coca-Cola as well. And literally you'd be leaving your keys in the morning, like there'd be stacks of drinks just inside the door. And I remember it took me a few months to get the courage to say, am I right? Like,
Take one.
Here's a can.
No bother at all. I kind of did damage. I remember one day looking at it going, that's looking a bit decrepit. I want to calm that down a little bit, I think.
As a kid, I would have been so buzzing for the Coke, but as an adult now, I'm like, oh my God, the River Rock. Yeah. Think of all the 15 cent we're going to get.
Hydration state. And Louise, did you get to go on school tour to the Coca-Cola factory then? You led the bleeding thing.
Did you not?
We never did.
We had that as well.
We did too. I remember it would be like, there was like a Coke quiz and every school, they'd be like, you guys are the winners. You fed out all the other schools. And we'd all be like, wow. I think they said it to every single school. But anyway.
Thanks, Louise.
All right, bye.
Good luck, Louise.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. We had Paul on there a couple of minutes ago that his parents were working with Nestle or his dad was working with Nestle.
Oh, yeah.
Michael's just been on that.
I work in Cadbury's in Coolock, so it's better than Nestle.
Literally, what did I say? I said the two of them, I guarantee it, had such beef. My dad works in Nestle, and my works in Cadbury, so sit down.
Oh my God. Animal V Freddo. The ultimate stand-off.
Sorry, it's got to be the frog all the way.
Let's not compare. But yeah, there is one clear winner. I've been asking you, what has been the perks of your parents' jobs when you were growing up? Orla was on. I think she kind of knocks it out of the park. She blows everyone out of the water.
At one stage, my dad worked in Jacobs. My husband worked in Nestle. My sister-in-law worked in Coca-Cola. My father-in-law worked in Gilby's. Christmas was wild.
Safe to say, Orla's family have no teeth.
I love as well, we asked like perks of your parents' jobs and really we've all come together and it's been like food, sweets, drinks, best ever. Love it. 103.
938 Dublin.
Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning. Hope you're well. So, I mean, another cracker today.
Thank God for that.
Trying to save up at the moment. Not save up necessarily, but just kind of spend as little as possible ahead of heading away on holidays next week. So, just been keeping things pretty quiet.
So, and your summer is cheap and your holiday is cheap.
So, basically, Seamus the dog will be staying up with my sister down in Waterford when I'm away for the couple of weeks.
Right.
And her dog, Ralph is his name. He's a golden retriever. He's gorgeous. He roams the garden. They live in the country. They have a lot more space. But he roams the garden and he's safe and secure because they have that electric wire. So basically, this is popular for dogs that, like, the electric wire goes all around the perimeter of the garden and then he won't run out in the road because he knows that that's his kind of barrier, whatever the case may be. So my sister said to me, the other night, she was like, have you got one of those for Seamus? And I was like, oh, sugar, yeah, I guess that's very smart. Otherwise, he'll like it. So I went to buy it last night. Guess how much it is just for the collar? This is a girl who's been trying to save.
100 quid.
Just for a collar to stop them running out and passing an electric fence. How much?
Is it 100 quid?
105 quid.
Stop. There you go. Yeah, I've seen these before. They're very expensive.
Why?
I'd imagine the technology.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess they know you want to protect your pet, so they'll like charge whatever they want.
I was like, I might as well have been out in the town all weekend. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
105
euro
down the drain.
And especially Seamus, a city dog going down to the country, he won't have a clue. He's going to need like all the protection.
Do you know what's really weird? Where he's going to be staying at my sister's house is two doors away from his mother. From where he was born.
Oh, what if he just feels an instinct and he needs to run to her?
Can you use the collar for when you're back in Dublin?
No, it's no good to me.
What?
Because I don't have the electric wire.
Ah.
I don't have any need for it.
I thought maybe you could set up like the perimeter.
Yeah, you could do.
Through an app or something.
I suppose you have to actually lay down the wire around the perimeter.
Right.
Whereas, for example, in our backyard, he's enclosed. He can't get out anyway. It's more so if like you don't have a gate at the front of the house or whatever and they can just roam.
That's crazy.
It's like an invisible kind of fence.
Yeah.
So the biggest waste of money ever, however, still cheaper than 2 weeks of care in a kennels.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, no.
I can't imagine them ever being like, oh, that hurt, that electrocuted me, I'm going to go back. I thought it'd be more like, oh, that hurt, I'll keep going forward.
Get away from this. It's funny though, with my sister's dog, Ralph, when he first got used to that collar, he wouldn't cross the gate to go for a walk. He just wouldn't go. So they had to really sit down and train him to show him, we're taking this off you.
Oh, wow.
It's not on you. Now we can walk, and then when we go back, so now he's used to it, but he won't go near us. And then she sit down and go, this is coming off, see? It's not on you.
That's
now. We can go for
insane.
A walk.
Oh, the little honey.
I know, it's got
it spins fully charged, recharged.
Welcome to Eurovision week tonight. Semi-final one on Thursday, semi-final two, and all the countries that get through from both of them semi-finals will compete in Saturday's final, which is happening in Basel in Switzerland.
Of course.
I've never heard of Basel.
Nor have
before.
I.
Or Basel, maybe. I'm not sure. Basel? Basel. Well, that's how an English person says it. I don't know how an Irish person says it.
Basel.
The Basel. Obviously, the countries that are obviously in it already are Switzerland, having won the competition last year.
Yep.
The other big five who pay to be in the final guaranteed is Italy, Spain, UK, Germany and France. So they are not competing in the semi-finals. But semi-final one is happening tonight. So
it's so corrupt. You can just pay to be in the final.
Yeah, well, like,
that's dodgy.
That is what they do.
To defend my countrymen, it's because those big five contribute the most to the European Broadcast Union. So they don't say here,
get us into the final.
They contribute.
But that is basically what happens.
And it's the only reason why the UK would ever get to the final.
That's a load of
lies. Very, very true. So there's 15 countries performing tonight, and I have went and had a listen to some of the songs, and the most likely to get through, I've picked my top five, right? So in order, most likely to get through is Sweden, all right? It's a guy called Kaj. The song is called Bara Bara Bastu, and it sounds like this. How good is that?
Okay. It sounds like a song that should be in Frozen in the next...
Well, interesting you say Frozen, because it's a humorous techno track themed around the culture of saunas.
Oh, very good.
And
is there a bit of choreo with that? Because they sound a bit breathless.
I'd imagine they're probably doing
a little bit of doing some kicks.
Yeah, I'd say they're doing some dancing. Yeah.
Okay.
Then most likely to get through again is the Netherlands. This is a guy called Claude with C'est la vie. Goes on like that.
It's not a cover of C'est la vie from
Bewitched. Yeah. I wish it was. So that's the Netherlands, Claude. He's apparently a pop song co-written by Claude, a team of Dutch songwriters. It was unveiled in February, and it's most likely to get through, but it's not one of the favourites like to win the thing.
I was about to say a team.
Honestly, sometimes I hear these songs and I'm like, we could be making bank, guys.
We go over to Albania, who are most likely to get through as well, and this is Shkodra Electronic, and the song is Zhurm. Again,
Where's the Maneskin in that?
I know. Yeah, a little bit of electronica in there, but it's most likely to get through as well.
You know what I've noticed a lot this year? There's a lot more songs in native language than I've seen in years gone by.
It doesn't happen that often. Like, it doesn't win that often. Like, I think the last one that won which was in a native language was Portugal.
Well, it'd be great if they did it a year where you kind of had to, and we had like an Irish
or Ukraine.
There was Ukraine, and then before that there was Italy, which was Maneskin. There has been a fair few winners. Obviously, this year's Nemo was
in English. Yeah.
I like how everyone's trying to do their national pride and like in their native language, and me and Emma are like, don't like it.
Don't like it.
Not for me.
Don't know what she's saying.
Nah.
Not terrible.
You heard it here first. Emma and Fiona, speak English. Why can't everyone just speak English? I've given you one good song and two kind of crappy songs. I'll get back to the good ones now. Estonia. This is a girl called Eesti Lull, or I don't know, Eesti sounds like a girl's name. Have a listen to this. It's 2025 winner.
Okay.
So it's saying, mi amore, my love, and por favore, please.
Yeah.
Espresso macchiato. Por favore, which I would like right now.
I'm into that. I understand what you're saying.
It sounds like the Italian brain rot. Like
it does, doesn't it?
The cappuccino.
Tung, tung, tung.
But now I really want a coffee. So yeah, I'm up for that.
And then Birds of Prey from Ziffer Blatt. This is Ukraine's entry. Another one to most definitely get through. Have a listen. I like this one.
Doesn't surprise me because it's Ukraine's version of Emo, Dave.
It's exactly real emo.
That is so emo.
Wait for the end like that of Prey is so good. Have a listen.
That's literally David Hammond-Rittenhall.
It's so good.
Bird of Prey.
I love it.
How long can you hold that note? So Iceland, Poland, Slovenia, Estonia, Ukraine, Sweden, Portugal, Norway, Belgium, Azerbaijan, San Marino, Albania, Netherlands, Croatia and Cyprus all performing tonight.
Okay, so any hope for the Irish now?
Well, they're performing on Thursday. But Emmy's having a lot of people talk about her, especially because it's such an interesting song.
Yeah.
And she's such an interesting character as well. She's from Norway, obviously. But I think she's a very good chance of getting through.
Okay.
So there's
a lot of weird stuff on Thursday. The Australian one. I can't wait for Dave to play that. Yeah. It's my favourite. He's called the Milkshake Man.
Oh!
We'll get through it all on Thursday, don't you
worry. So good.
Huh?
Mr.
Milkshake.
You know the way we've had the term raw dogging around for a while now at this point?
I'm a Nolan.
I know. It does sound absolutely awful, but raw dogging is used by Gen Zs and Millennials and everyone now at this point for basically doing a task such as hopping on a bus and doing, say, a 3-hour journey with no headphones, no book,
no
nothing
phone.
To watch, nothing. Just doing an experience like that, like, say, on public transport or a plane with no entertainment, just taking it all in. And it's a term that is called...
Not even food or water, just, like, looking at the seat in front of you.
Oh, you can't even eat.
No, that's the whole thing. It's raw dogging it.
And that's the only thing that term refers to.
Exactly.
Okay? Nothing else in this world.
Don't Google it.
Well, you know the newspaper Metro, metro.co.uk online.
Of course.
They have asked people who read the newspapers come up with a term for something else. They're trying to obviously stay cool and stay on trend. And this is regarding people who are using public transport, who don't wear headphones, and you can hear the music or the Netflix show or the phone call or whatever off their phone.
Awful, right? Awful people.
It is really bad. I actually genuinely think that we will get to a point where there might be some kind of a fine imposed if you're not wearing headphones and playing stuff off your phone. It's really bad.
It's really rude.
In Japan, I think it's not only is it the noise and stuff off your phone if it's a song or whatever, that's totally banned. But also you're encouraged to, strongly encouraged, if your phone rings to wait till the next stop to hop off and take the call.
Wow.
They're really, really into that.
I heard in Japan it's considered rude to even have headphones on public transport. Apparently it's not good juju.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They're very respectful and very polite in Japan, aren't they?
Yeah, but sometimes too much. Like that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
If my headphones which are playing music very, very slightly, maybe you could hear, are annoying you, then
get them off you. Yeah. Get them off you, James.
So listen, what they've done is they've cast the net wide, and they've asked people to come up with a term for people like that who are on public transport and playing music loudly without headphones. And what they've come back with and gone with is bear beaters.
Oh. Oh, no.
Why is it always something?
A dirty, like,
why
dirty
is it always
term.
Something sexual?
Yeah, I know. It sounds like really rough S&M, to be honest with you.
Bear beaters.
Bear beaters. Yeah. Not nice. But I suppose beaters being beats from.
Oh,
your
for
phone?
God's sake. Yes, I didn't even put it together. And
you're being very generous.
Beats, as in beats from your phone? Bear beats? Then
did you?
Beats?
I didn't even put that together.
Yeah, well, there you
I
go.
I didn't either. I honestly don't know. I just thought that they're doing the other thing that
yeah,
applies.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah.
What's that?
I'll tell you later.
I was thinking about other things, I suppose, that is annoying in society and trying to come up with names like this. I must say, the metro.co.uk users really, you know, quite filthy brains, because I couldn't get to, like, the level of S&M inspired stuff that they're going with, like the raw dogging and the bear beating. But for long voice note senders, phlegm casting.
Oh, that's okay.
Bang a ChatGPT off that one.
No,
phlegm casting. Not a chance. Emma came up with that.
Real mucusy voice. Did you ever get that from your friend when she's so sick and she's like half coughing and spluttering and sneezing down the voice note, and it's 4.5 minutes long, and you actually feel like you're after catching something off her by the end of the voice note?
As soon as I see a 4 minute voice note come in from someone, I always just ring them. I'm like, what?
Oh, what you are my nightmare.
Don't be phlegm casting me, Fiona.
Sorry, that is a psychopath behaviour.
Don't you dare send me a 4 minute voice note. That's your fault.
But that's you listen to that at your leisure.
I did not choose to listen to a podcast at that moment. I don't want to.
Listen to it on 0.2 speed.
This is a bit of Fiona bringing in her eggs into the studio again this morning. For people who eat smelly food in work or put like fish in the microwave or whatever the case may be, reek feasters.
Ah, they weren't that bad though.
You are a reek feaster.
The banger reek feaster.
The banger reek feaster.
She's absolutely reek feasting around here. Do you know what really gets me as well? And I do a lot like walks up Dublin mountains, and like fair play to the cyclists who make it up there. I'm like, you're incredible. But don't be four abreast.
Four abreast cyclists.
You know, when they're all just taking over the whole road and having a chat.
Yeah. Like, high-fiving each other.
On those like real little back roads, there's rarely an opportunity to even overtake one.
All right, go on. What's the name for people who cycle four?
Spandex sprawlers.
Oh, that's good.
I like that one. That's really good. And for those, and I've seen this, I was listening to an audiobook the other day, and it was
probably a voice note from Fiona.
And I was listening to an audiobook, and this woman was talking about how she was once sitting on a plane and someone's foot genuinely came in the armrest from behind her. And he started cutting his nails.
Shut up.
No, that's not.
Yeah, yeah. Chelsea Handler's book. Unbelievable.
I thought you were going to say Chelsea Handler's
name.
No,
she didn't do it. No. Someone else did. The shard sprayers.
Shard sprayers.
Shard spraying.
That is terrible. Gross.
Although I can't get to the level of bear beating or raw dogging. They're utterly filth.
No, they're awful.
Really, really bad. Get ready. Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket. We've been hanging on to this holiday for a while, but trust us, we really, really, really want to give this to you. It's all thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. And it's basically a free holiday.
Yeah.
7 nights in the sunshine.
Honestly, you deserve it. You've been working so hard. So, who's on to play?
It's Lauren. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Grand.
And Lauren, have you been working on your base tan in the last couple of weeks with the sunshine in Dublin?
I've been trying to be, but I'm actually in working college full time, so I go to college at night.
Oh my God, fair play to you. What are you studying in college?
Accounting and finance.
Accounting and finance. Wow. So you could really pay for a holiday yourself. But hey, we still want you to win this.
Not yet. Not yet. She's still in college.
And what are you working at during the day?
I work in mortgages. So I'm a mortgage administrator.
Wow.
You're good to have to have on the as a contact.
Yeah. Might save your number now. No, don't worry. I'm not going to do that. But very, very handy, Lauren. Okay, very good. And when was the last time you were away?
The last time I was away was, I'm actually very lucky, I was away in March in Marbella.
Oh very gorgeous. Nice. All right. Well, we'll see you later, Lauren. Lauren, have you heard this game before?
No, so it's actually the first time I've heard it.
Okay, right. Well, let's explain it to you as simply as we can. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Basically, in essence, some songs are going to play in 25 seconds and you've got to guess all of them within the 25 seconds. If you do that, if you guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds, you'll win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist, Lauren. Like, so let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that. There's no skipping
or
passing.
Okay, so I just give you the artist names, is it?
That's it. The artist name and the song title, if you can, right? So there's no skipping or passing.
Okay.
We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, listen to this, Lauren. You can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to stop the song at any point, just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock. Just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Lauren?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
If you have any questions, now would be the time to ask them.
No, go ahead. Happy days.
And where are you from?
Castleknock.
Very nice. Lauren from Castleknock. The best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock.
Good luck, Lauren.
And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see you.
I'm going to have to pop in today.
Yeah, I thought so too.
He actually said the name of the song just there in the first line of the song. It's Benson Boone and Sorry I'm Here for Someone Else.
It's all right though, Lauren. It's like a brand new game.
You've reset the clock, Lauren, so back to 25 seconds for five new songs. So just, as quick as you can, shout out what you hear. I think you might get this next one.
Let's go for song one, Lauren, a brand new one. Plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Any ideas?
Unholy.
Yes.
Unholy.
By who? They sound like...
I only have the title. Oh, I'm sorry.
They sound like the Runners, Stan Smith.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. 3, 2, 1.
Stan Smith!
I thought that was such a good clue. Actually, it wasn't even a clue. That was basically the answer.
The Lauren, you're so busy studying and working that you don't have time for pop music.
Absolutely, Lauren. But did you have fun?
I did, yeah. And you can only try.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
That's all you can
That's
do,
what
Lauren.
They say, God loves a tryer.
A tryer.
I heard you.
Lauren, thank you so much for playing. Thank you for listening.
Thank
have
you
a great
anyway.
Day. Good luck.
Thank you, Lauren.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. All right, let's try and do this tomorrow then. All right, let's keep the vibes alive. This is doable. It's been done before many, many times. Trust us. It has.
When the song one is like that, the vibes are dead. Ridiculous song one. Ridiculous song one. Benson Boone, Sorry I'm Here for Someone Else. Write that down somewhere if you'd like to play tomorrow, because apparently that's not going anywhere. It's a ridiculous song one. It's so difficult.
It's handy though. That's
Benson Boone, Sorry I'm Here for Someone Else.
If you want to play tomorrow, it's golden in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. A four song game, because we now know song one.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
All right.
Welcome in. This is the time of the day where I get to just talk about whatever I want as if I haven't been doing that all morning long. So thank you so much. Today, this is a pressing issue and one that really hammered home for me yesterday. I have, as everyone in this studio knows, recently become the owner of a Stanley Cup, the obnoxiously large cups that you see 14-year-olds drinking out of on TikTok. I've always looked at them and thought, this absolute state of that. And now I'm indoctrinated into the cult and I'm a fan.
When you first joined and you had one, I was so buzzing because I also
have one. Have one, but you have the good one with the lid.
Yeah.
I have the one that's absolutely useless if you ever want to go anywhere.
Yeah, if you ever want to go on a walk.
And especially when I leave work here, you know I want to fill it up with that sweet, cold Bauer water.
It's really good.
Oh, absolutely, I am filling it up with that. And
I'd always go home being like, that's the Bauer water, I'll keep that now for later.
Yeah.
So back to the tap water
Dwayne
then.
Took a sip out of it the other day and was like, that's lovely water.
That's
I was
why
like,
we're all so gorgeous.
Oh my God, that's why the skin is glowing. Spin water. I had somewhere else to go after work yesterday. So I had just filled it up and I was carrying it with me. That's grand. I look like a sap. I look like an American.
Like a diva.
Everyone's kept stopping and asking me for directions because they obviously thought I was one of them, the Americans. But then, you know, my walk was long. I needed Google Maps. So that's my phone in my other hand.
Ooh.
Okay. Running out of space. The walk is 20 minutes long. I want to get a coffee for the walk. So now we're really getting it. I'm like becoming a human buckaroo. Then, God forbid, a girl wants a little treat to go with her coffee. There was these like stunning flapjacks and Coffee Angel. I couldn't resist. They looked like really buttery and chocolatey and stuff. So then, okay, so I'm trying to juggle the Stanley cup, the coffee cup, Google Maps, and the little treat.
We were made improperly. We all need four hands.
And can we please, we've been asking for decades, bring in pockets for women, for God's sake. And so I was stopping off at intervals to eat my chocolate bar like it was, you know, when people stop off to tie off their shoelace, but instead I was just like taking bites out of this bar. So yeah, basically it's a problem. I need a holster for my Stanley cup. I need to carry it like it's a gun and I'm in a western and I just need to quickly access it. So that is my call out today. Please, Stanley engineers, if you're listening,
sort it out.